Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Wisconsin's Morning Trivia Contest. The Brain Strain. Classic Hits 94.9 WOLX.
And away we go with today's question and your chance to win more general admission passes to Summerfest in Milwaukee. Terry, just a matter of days away now. To win those, you can call up with answer this question at 664-1949. Let's just say slightly under a fourth of today's school teachers have one of these. Okay, there's our question. Huh. Slightly under a fourth of today's school teachers have one of these. Call us with your answer and win those Summerfest general admission passes. You get four of them, Terry. Pretty cool.
Oh, huh? I know. Take your friends. Have a good time.
Man, you can't help but have a good time at Summerfest in Milwaukee. Yours to win this morning. Good luck from Terry and Jim and WOLA.
You're waking up with McGaw in the Morning. Classic Hits 94.9 WOLX.
Classic Hits 94.9 WOLX. Welcome to the Brain Strain.
Morning.
Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Excellent. Oh, I'm good, thank you.
Hey, our question we're working on this morning, slightly under a fourth of today's school teachers have one of these.
I'm going to say a PhD.
A PhD.
Oh, I didn't even think of going that angle. Interesting.
He aimed high there, Terry.
I know, I like that.
Good job, man. That's not the answer.
Not
but,
it. Oh.
But thanks for
wow.
calling us up
have
this morning.
Have a good morning. Day, though. Yeah.
Yeah, have a good one today. WOLX Brain Strain. Hello.
Yes, hello.
Thank you for calling 664-1949. Maybe seeing a Summerfest with some general admission passes. If you can answer this question, slightly under a fourth of today's school teachers have one of these. What do you think it is? Okay, she changed her mind. changed her mind
Your
about playing the Brain
Strain. Scared her.
I scared her off. I didn't scare you off, did I?
Me?
No, this caller we have.
Oh,
no.
Oh, good. We just scared the last one away.
I know I'm pretty scary. I'm pretty scary at 7:30 in the morning. You should see me at 5:30. It's even worse.
No, don't. No.
What do you think? Slightly under a fourth of today's school teachers have one of these.
Chalkboard.
A chalkboard. Oh, yeah. That's kind of old school, isn't it?
Oh.
Yep.
That's like way analog.
Yeah. Oh, remember when the chalk would squeak on it?
Oh, God. Yeah. God, that's that horrible sound.
Yeah.
Kind of like nails on a chalkboard.
Yeah.
Sir, that is not it, but we thank you for calling.
Oh, thank you.
Have a wonderful day. Classic Hits, 94.9 WOLX Brain Strain. Hello.
Good morning, Big Jim and Terry.
Hey, did you mean to call us, or did you accidentally butt dial us this morning?
No, I intentionally called you
guys. Oh, good, because you know the answer, then, to this question. Slightly under a fourth of today's school teachers have one of these.
I'm going to say a teacher's aide.
A teacher's aide, an assistant.
These are just great guesses, Jim.
These people you guys are smart. You guys are just really smart.
They used to all have, like a teacher's aide, but
yes.
I don't think they do anymore.
No, I think a lot of budget cuts and stuff, they don't, unfortunately.
I think maybe parents volunteer to be in the classroom sometimes.
Oh, there's just some good parents that do that.
Yeah. Well,
that
then you get
be.
To see what's going on, right?
Well, sir, thank you.
I don't have the right answer, then.
Well, we still love you, though.
Oh!
Because you're awesome. You're awesome. You're awesome, too, for calling us here. 664-1849. How are you this morning?
I'm fine, thank you.
Great!
What do you think? Slightly under a fourth of today's school teachers have one of these.
We had a couple of them written down. Dennis, what do you got over there? Oh, a ruler.
Oh,
a ruler.
Yeah, especially for like a math teacher or something.
Absolutely.
Sure, that's not right. You want to go with your other guess?
Oh.
Oh, yeah, a costume.
A costume.
A wig or something that they have. You know, for something funny if they're working with kids.
Oh, I had a teacher like that once that would do
so
yeah,
great.
That would do funny things to make the class entertaining.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, pay attention.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
Good guesses. Thanks for trying this morning.
Oh, I guess those aren't it, but
not
thank
yet,
you.
But thank
great
you.
Guesses.
All right. All right. That's
wow,
fun.
You let her go with two.
Classic Hits 94.9 WOLX in the 80s at 8. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
it's us again.
Still try. Go for it.
Yeah, I well, love it.
What do you think? Slightly under a fourth of today's school teachers have one of these.
Student loan that they have to pay.
That they're still paying on.
Yeah, no yeah. kidding.
Yeah.
Oh.
What's the other one, Dennis?
Pain relievers.
Pain relievers.
Yeah. Oh.
There's a little stress to the job. Thanks for trying again this morning.
Oh, none of the. My gosh. Wow. We love when you guys call, though. So much fun.
Boy, hanging in there this morning.
Yeah, wrong answers, though, Jimmy.
Oh, thank you for hanging in there at 664-1949. Brain strain, slightly under a fourth of today's teachers have one of these.
I would say either a calculator or a Bible.
A Bible.
Oh.
Cool guesses this morning. Not there yet with the brain strain here.
Okay.
For Summerfest general admission passes, we have four of them for
four.
You.
Four. Take your friends.
Take some friends. We'll trade you passes for your correct brain strain answer. Slightly under a fourth of today's teachers have one of these.
What about a teacher's pet?
A teacher's pet.
Oh.
Kathy, were you the teacher's pet?
No.
Oh,
God, no.
Oh, my gosh. And she answers that quickly. Like, I would have at least been like, oh, I don't know. Let me think about it.
Can you
oh, my gosh. You're funny.
Can you say detention?
Kathy?
Yeah. Very much so.
No, Kathy, but
she's
were
like
fun.
She's like the girl in Pretty in Pink.
Yes, you were fun. You were fun. And you still are, Kathy.
Is that not right, though?
That's not it.
That's not it either, Kathy. Oh,
but
Kathy,
we love it when
sorry.
You call us.
That was a good guess.
Have a good day, Kathy.
Oh, my gosh.
WLX brain strain. Slightly under a fourth of today's teachers have one of these.
Would it be a second job?
It would be a second job.
Oh.
Yes.
Teaching, that's the right answer.
That is the right brain strain answer
man.
To make you a winner. Sir, nice going. A second job.
Yeah, good morning to you. Way to go.
Way to go. A second job.
And I hate to say that's the right answer because, oh,
yeah, sadly,
boy.
Sadly, that is the right answer.
Yeah.
I'm making enough with just the teaching jobs.
Well, they have to buy so much of their own supplies and things these
right.
days. Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh. Good job, sir. You nailed it.
Yeah. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Matt calling from Cross Plains.
Way to go, Matt from Cross Plains.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.